Ready. Ready.
Yes?
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
The pilots here at Lou, we think that it's probably better for you to send the message up because you don't have a joint station unless there's no, like, movement on the railroad strike. Then you're putting your whole question, your stake there, and if you send the message up, you get the full benefit later on. Furthermore, you get the civil rights over the Senate there, and there's going to be a resolution. And you make the decision, whatever decision you make, we'll go ahead and at our side make the arrangement. But frankly, we've talked over, we think it would be better if you didn't come up in person on
a little thought to it, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Now, here's Carl. I'll let you talk with him. Wait a minute.
Hello.
Yeah.
President.
How are you?
Lou's here, too.
Yeah.
Well, my reaction is that it is a, it will be, first, a prestige matter. Second, that it will come and it may just excite the opposition to the farm bill, which is pretty bad since it's pay bill. Because all the Southern Cotton congressmen nearly stood up for a vote on it and voted against it. But whatever you want to do, I'm on your
team. Those boys can just really ask for it, can't they?
Can't they? It's honestly, sometimes it's so discouraging to feel like jumping in a hole for the ground.
What do they do? Have a roll call on increasing your salary?
Yes, which the Republicans could have forced, but of the whole Southern group, particularly those where cotton is important, where textiles were important, stood up in a block to force a roll call, then most of them voted against the bill. And here comes a bunch of these young bucks from Philadelphia and New York, and Toledo and so forth up to me and say, well, there goes your cotton bill. You know, such things. But that's beside the point. I think you ought to talk to the old judge and maestro.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hello.
Well, it's a sad place around here tonight.
Is it?
Yep. There's going to be quite a drama, sorrows, something.
I told my budget director that they ought to save me that $600 billion, that they'd never pass it, and he argued with me, and I kept it out 2 days. And he went back and got me a record, and he showed where they pass them every election year. But I didn't think he would.
Well, the only way we could have passed it was without a roll call vote.
Yeah.
And Carl explained to me what happened there. The boys didn't have to stand up, stood up, and kind of flaunted themselves in the face. The Northern boys need the thing so badly.
Yeah.
Well, that isn't what called about it. I don't think it's advisable. Any of your program now on after this one today is going to be a lot of trouble. Anything that costs any kind of money.
Yeah.
And to come up here next Tuesday, I don't think the atmosphere is very good. And then additionally, we have to pass a concurrent resolution. And I don't know how they can get that thing up in the center with that filibuster. So I think it'd be better to.
All right, think about it, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, so you want to talk with the speaker, can't
you? No, that's right.
Well, here he is.
See, you're riding so high that there's no cabin to do. I might first.
You're the one I'm thinking of, and you're the one I want to keep up high.
fine.
You've got all these poles, and just keep them high.
Wish I could do that. Well, we'll try to do that, Mr. Speaker.
Well,
now I'll call you tomorrow.
All right.